咁咧，今日又轮到我分享啦。
So it's my turn to share again today。
咁我又继续翻我一直讲紧嘅培育孩童呢个题目。
So I'll continue talking on the theme of how to bring up children。
今日我选咗一个题目咧，系青少年。
The theme I've decided to choose on today has to do with the stage of adolescence。
过去几次咧，我哋讲咗做父母嘅责任。
In the past, we talked about the responsibility of parents.
我哋又讲过要培育一个细蚊仔健康平衡咁成长咧，要顾住佢嘅身体嘅健康啦，同埋灵性嘅培育。
We've mentioned in the past that in order to bring up a child in a balanced way, both health-wise and
灵性嘅培育
and spiritually, you need what?
去培育佢哋。
You need to nurture them.
咁今日咧，我就有一個大跳躍，一跳咧就跳咗去青少年期啦。
So I'm jumping to the next stage of adolescence。
嗱，兒童成長係有一個階段。
So this is a stage in the development of a child。
由一個細蚊仔出世至到兩歲，呢個係嬰兒期。
From birth to 2 years old, this is called infancy。
由兩歲至五歲又叫學齡期。
From the age of 2 to 5 is preschool. These are toddlers.
咁由六岁至十二岁咧就系儿童期啦。
From the age of 6 to 12, this is adolescence. Or this is school age.
咁啊，简单嚟讲咧，即系小学啦。
This would be primary school.
啊，小学嘅期间啦。咁之后13至18岁咧。就叫做青少年期啦。
So from the age of 13 to 18 would be the stage of adolescence。
啊，簡單嚟講就係中學時期啦。
Or we could say high school。
咁18歲以上咧就算係成年啦。
So from the age of 18 upwards, they would be adults。
咁今日咧，我想講下青少年期。
So today I want to talk about the stage of adolescence。
喺父母同青少年，當你嘅兒女步入青少年期嘅時候咧，父母往往會覺得。
When children enter the stage of adolescence, parents find this difficult.
有啲咧困难到咧唔知点算好。
Some parents find it so difficult they don't know what to do.
咁讲到青少年期咧，唔知大家会谂起乜嘢
？So when I mention the word adolescence, I wonder what comes to your mind.
你谂起乜嘢
？What comes to your mind?
大家笑下。
So some people are smiling.
Kenny, 你諗起咩？係係，有冇諗起咩？你諗起青少年期，你就諗起乜嘢？嚇？自己啊，即係自己嘅青少年期。
哦。So Maggie says she thinks about herself and how naughty she was when she was an adolescent.
係幾咁曳，咁啊 Maggie 好老實喎、
So Maggie is very honest.
但 Maggie 咧講出咗一個字喎。
But Maggie mentioned one word.
佢話幾咁曳。
She's very naughty.
哇，曳係咪大家一諗起青少年就會諗起嘅一個字嚟㗎？
When you think of adolescence, is that the word that you think of?
曳係一個字啦。
So naughty is one word.
咁如果喺心理學嚟講咧，你認為咧心理學家會講呢個期間係咩期啊？
So according to psychologists, how do you think they would call this stage?
反叛期啊！我諗係父母都聽過呢個詞語㗎啦。
They might call it a stage of rebelliousness.
嗱，講到青少年期。很多華人的父母呢，就馬上會想起反叛期。
So a lot of Chinese parents, when they think about adolescence, they would think of this as a stage of rebelliousness.
因為呢，很多父母覺得這個階段的孩子是不易帶的。
Because a lot of parents feel that this stage of bringing up a child is not easy.
你見他們的行為呢，往往會令人覺得他們反叛。
When you see the conduct of adolescents, it gives you the impression that they are rebelling.
佢好多時會跟師長啊、父母啊喺度搞對抗啊。
They often go against what their elders and what their parents are telling them.
總之咧，一句講曬就係唔聽話。
So simply said, they are disobedient.
咁唔聽話即係反叛啦。
So if they're disobedient, then they're rebellious.
即係曳啦。
They're naughty.
嗱，我個人咧就唔係好贊成反叛期嘅。
Personally, I don't agree with this stage of rebelliousness.
我認為唔應該咁樣去形容青少年期。
I don't think you should label the stage of adolescence with the word rebelliousness.
因為反叛期呢個字咧係有誤導嘅成分。
Because the word rebellious has
誤導嘅成 mislead.
Is misleading.
因為佢唔能夠好客觀咁樣反映到事實。
Because it doesn't represent the reality objectively.
因為反叛期咧。這個字啊，其實往往都是父母的觀點角度來的。
Because this stage of rebelliousness, in quotes, is how the parents see this stage.
青少年呢，他肯定不會覺得自己是反叛的。
Because adolescents themselves won't see themselves as being rebellious.
譬如呢，一個小孩子，他上中學階段，他上數學課。
So for example, a child, an adolescent,when they're taking a maths lesson.
咁有一條課題佢哋要計數啦。
So there's a calculation they need to do.
咁咧佢哋自己有一個計方法嚟到算。
So they have their own method of calculating.
但係老師咧就偏偏咧唔俾佢哋用自己嘅方法去算。
But the teacher will not allow them to use their own method to calculate the sum.
咁你一定咧要用老師嘅方法去算。
So you have to use the method that the teacher gives you.
咁咧，個青少年就覺得好唔暢快啦。
So the adolescent, the child will be very unhappy.
咁啊，佢係都好想要用自己嘅方法去算。
Because they want to use their own way of working out that calculation.
咁總之算到就得啦，係咪啊
？So they feel that as long as you get the right answer, then that's okay, right?
嗱，咁呢個情況，你覺得個少年人係咪反叛啊
？So in that case, in this situation, would you feel that the child is being rebellious?
我就唔覺得係啦。
I don't think so.
嗱，華人咧嘅父母咧，好多時用反叛呢一個字咧嚟到解釋過去。
So a lot of Chinese parents will use this word rebellious to describe these things.
但係西方國家咧，佢哋又唔係咁樣去形容呢一個成長階段嘅。
But in Western countries, they don't label this stage of adolescence in this way.
佢哋會承認呢個階段咧係困難嘅。
They will say that it is difficult.
對父母來講咧，都係一個好大嘅挑戰。
For parents, this is a challenging period.
甚至咧，佢哋會覺得我都摸唔清應該點樣帶佢哋啦。
And the parents, you mean? Yeah, and the parents wouldn't know how best to bring up the child during that period.
但係咧，佢哋又唔會話一概而論咧，就話啊反叛。
But they wouldn't immediately label the child as rebellious.
既然一個少年人步入青春期的時候是這麼難管教呢
So since a child is so difficult to teach during the stage of adolescence
那我們要去了解一下究竟他們裡面的心路歷程是怎樣
So we need to try to understand what is going on inside of them
當你明白了他們的心路歷程的時候或者你就不會那麼容易就認為他們是反叛
If you understand what was going on in their minds and hearts, then maybe you will not think that they are being rebellious.
咁或者你能夠了解咗之後，你可以揾到一個途徑去同佢溝通，去繼續帶佢成長。
And when you understand the way they think, then you may be able to find a way to do 咩？
繼續帶佢哋成長。
To teach them how to grow.
嗱，唔使講啦，大家都知道。我哋自己都經過青少年期嘛，係咪
？So of course we've all been through the stage of adolescence.
當一個人步入青春期嘅時候咧，佢就開始發育啦。
So when a child reaches adolescence, they also enter puberty.
咁身體產生好多變化。
So a lot of changes are going on in their bodies.
男仔女仔都有好多變化。
Boys and girls will experience this change.
咁裏邊嘅荷爾蒙咧都產生變化。
So the hormones are changing in the body.
而令到一個人嘅情緒咧都會起伏噶。
So it will affect their emotions, causing it to be up and down.
咁呢個細路哥都有好多適應。
So the child has to adapt.
佢亦都要去因為呢啲發育咧就唔係一日就發完噶啦嘛嚇，係一段幾年嘅時間。
So puberty doesn't happen overnight. It's a period of several years.
咁佢要慢慢去等待。去睇自己嘅依啲嘅生理上、心理上嘅變化。
So the child has to patiently wait and observe these changes that are going on.
嗱喺呢個期間，除咗身體有變化之外咧
，So during this period, other than bodily changes,
佢嘅心理咧係點樣咧
？What's happening in their hearts?
佢去到呢個時期，佢會覺得自己大個啦。
So during this period, the child may start to think that they are big, older.
長大啦嚇 ，older。咁唔再係細路哥啦。
They don't feel that they're children anymore.
咁佢細個嗰陣時中意做嘅嘢、玩嘅遊戲，而家覺得好幼稚啊。
So the games and things that they liked to play when they were children, they now find very kiddish.
咁冇興趣啦。
And they're not interested in them anymore.
你叫佢玩咩做咩，同以前唔同，我唔去啦，我唔玩啊。
So when you ask them come and play with this or that, they may not be interested. They may say they don't want to play with that anymore.
咁作為父母，哎呀，唔知點算啦。咁我俾咩你玩好咧
？So parents may find themselves at a loss, wondering, so what should I give you to play then?
青少年期，佢哋脱離兒童嘅階段，佢哋想做大人。
So adolescents are leaving the period of childhood, and they want to be adults.
佢哋會扮大個。
They will try to be adults.
譬如衣著方面要著得大個啲啦。
For example, they will dress in a way that is more mature.
佢哋嘅談吐舉止要學大人啦。
So the way they talk, they will start to imitate adults.
甚至佢行路嘅姿勢咧，都想學大人嘅喎。
Even the way they walk, they will try to emulate adults.
咁佢哋又好似想好似大人咁样咧独立。
And like adults, they want to be independent.
所以你会发觉青少年人咧好希望去摆脱成人嘅监护。
成人嘅监护。
成人嘅监护，大人嘅监护。
好想摆脱。
摆脱。
唔要啊。
唔要。
So.
佢哋好想独立。
So they want to be independent.
所以佢哋唔想要大人管住佢哋啦。
They don't want adults to control them.
咁咧，逢親你哋親戚朋友啊，飲茶聚會咧，佢話咩啊？我唔去。
So like for example, when the adults are going out to tea or something, they will say they don't want to join.
因為佢哋想有自己嘅圈子。
Because they want to have their own circle of friends.
佢哋想有自己同齡嘅朋輩朋友。
They want to have their own group or circle of peers and friends.
但係其實喺呢個階段，表面上咧，佢想離開你咁樣。
So it seems like on the surface that they're trying to get away from you, from parents.
但係同時間咧，其實佢哋嘅內心仍然好想得到父母嘅保護嘅。
But at the same time, they very much in their hearts still want the protection of their parents.
仍然好需要得到父母間唔中嘅指導。
They still need their parents' guidance now and again.
所以咧，你會發覺佢哋咧有時會話：，你唔好企喺我隔離啦。
So you might find they may say to you, "Don't stand next to me."
你朋友見到好瘀啊
！Because if my friends see, it's very embarrassing.
但係有時咧，佢又會好覺得，我怕黑啊！你同我一齊去啦咁。
But at the same time, they may say, "I'm afraid of the dark. Come with me."
又或者，哎呀，嗰個場合好多陌生人啊！你同我去啊咁。
Or they might say, "Oh, I don't want to go to that place because there's a lot of strange people. Can you come with me?"
佢嘅心係矛盾嘅。
So there's this contradiction in their hearts.
你作為父母咧，你見佢唔想你企喺你隔離咧，你唔好過度嘅神經過敏。
So if you are a parent and they're telling you not to stand next to them, then don't be oversensitive.
佢哋唔係討厭你。
Then it's not that they're fed up with you.
另外喺個青少年期咧， 青少年期其實是一個人步入成年之前的一個階段。
Actually, the stage of adolescence is the period just before the stage of adulthood.
他們又開始要去考慮將來的職業了。
So the adolescents are starting to think about the future, what kind of career they're going to embark.
甚至呢，他們要開始去想將來的配偶去組織家庭。
And they may also be thinking about their future partner and building a family.
即是說呢，他們開始要學什麼？學做決定。
So what does it mean that they're learning? They're learning to make decisions.
咁就要諗將來我做咩呢？
So they're thinking, what am I going to do in the future?
我應該讀邊一間大學呢？
Which uni, which university should I choose?
我讀咩科目呢？
Which subject should I choose?
我儲起咗零用錢，我點用呢？
So the money, the pocket money I've saved up, how should I use it?
開始對異性感興趣，拍拖嘅嘢佢都要開始諗喎。
They start becoming interested in the opposite sex and think about courtship.
咁呢啲一切一切都喺佢嘅腦裏邊。
So all these things are going on in their minds.
佢哋要學做決定。
They need to learn to make decisions.
但係喺呢個時候咧，即係佢哋學多咗嘢啦，讀多咗書啦，佢開始懂得多啲思考。
So they have studied more, and
識多咗嘢啦，有多啲知識啦。
They've gathered more knowledge.And then they
就開始思考多啲。
So they will start to think more.
咁但係咧，因為佢哋嘅人生經驗唔豐富。
But because they're not very experienced in life,
所以諗嘅嘢通常都唔夠成熟。
The things that they think about are not very mature.
又唔夠周詳。
周詳。
周詳。仔細啊。
Not detailed enough.
周詳。有冇人知啊？
well thought through, not well thought through. But the parent will feel that the decisions won't work.
咁兩代之間又會有一啲矛盾。
So child and parent will then have contradictions.
嗱，既然咁困難
，So if since it's so difficult,
父母同埋青少年應該點樣協調呢
？So how should parents and children work things out?
咁先至可以咧順利嘅過渡呢段時期。
In order to pass through this stage smoothly.
咁父母有父母嘅角色。
So the parents have their role.
兒女青少年咧都有啲嘢可以做嘅。
And there are things that the adolescents can do as well.
如果雙方面都合作去協調嘅話，希望呢個時期咧就會容易啲啦。
So if the two parties work things out together, hopefully this stage will pass through more smoothly.
咁我先講下父母可以做啲乜嘢咧。
So I'll first talk about what the parents can do.
父母需要重新去知道自己嘅角色。
So parents need to think anew their role as parents.
同埋要調整教育嘅方式。
They have to change the way they teach.
當細路哥仲細嘅時候咧，父母通常咧都要開口教。
When children are still small, the parents will usually teach them verbally.
因為細路哥乜都唔識，所以你乜都要教。
Because children don't know anything, so you have to teach them everything.
凡事咧都要吩咐嘅。
Everything you need to give them instructions.
唔吩咐咧，佢就唔識喐噶啦。
If you don't instruct them, then they don't know what to do.
咁你凡事咧，亦都要為佢安排一切噶。
So in everything, you have to arrange the things for the child.
譬如去邊間學校讀書啊
？For example, which school to go to?
課餘時間參加咩活動啊
What activities to join?
選擇啲咩朋友啊
What friends to make?
總之咧，生活嘅每一部分咧，都為佢安排得天衣無縫。
So the parents has to try and work every little detail out for the child.
因為佢哋細個唔識自己做。
Because they're small, they don't know how to make those decisions for themselves.
同埋做父母嘅呢，就通常會用一種管教嘅方式啦。
And as parents, they will try to use some form of discipline.
乜嘢都要講到明，畫公仔要畫出場。
They have to explain everything in detail and clearly.
嗱，經過咗十二年嘅時間啦嚇。
So maybe after 12 years or so.
當你嘅細路哥進入青年少年期嘅時候呢
？When the child is entering the stage of adolescence.
你要重新去估評估自己嗰個角色。
You have to renew your role as a parent.
冇錯啦，要調整你嘅教育方法。
You need to adapt, change your way of teaching.
你而家再唔係淨係單單用個管教嘅方式啦。
You're not just using a method of discipline.
用口去教啊咁。
And not just using your mouths, your words to teach them.
你嘅角色是一个辅助的角色。
Your role now is to support 辅助。
辅助 counsel support 哈。辅助即系辅导嘅辅哈。
Okay. Yeah, to counsel the child.
吓，即系唔系话乜都讲你就照做啦咁。
It's not just telling them constantly what to do.
而系要同佢哋。多啲有商有量。
You need to spend more time discussing things with them.
一起去討論，一起去分析事情。
You need to discuss and you need to analyze things with them.
正正係因為佢哋想做大人。
It's because they're trying to be adults.
亦都要嘗試去學做決定。
And they're also learning to make decisions.
但係因為人生經驗少，識嘅嘢有限。
So because their life experience is very limited, the things they know are very limited.
他們想的東西是單角度的，不得全面的。
The things that they think about are not complete.
所以你就要幫他，跟他一起分析，一起去討論。
So you need to help the child to discuss things together.
各樣事情的利弊啊，得失啊。
You need to discuss with them the pros and cons of things.
咁就依、這個咧係唔容易嘅。
So this is not easy。
因為你要從一個你慣性咗十幾年都係去管教你，你忽然間要轉一個角色，你係自己有好多嘅適應。
So for a parent, perhaps all through the childhood years, they have been using a method of discipline and instructing, and now they need to change that. Into a form of
輔助啊
to counsel them.
咁對你自己嚟講係唔容易啦。
So for the parents, it's not an easy transition.
最好咧就係當你嘅兒女仲係細個嘅時候。
So what's the best thing to do is that while the child is still small,
你自己嘅教法咧都要平衡一啲。
The parents' own way of teaching also has to be more balanced.
都要多啲同兒女去溝通。
Need to communicate with the child more.
咁到咗佢哋去到青少年期嘅時候，你個角色你會覺得我唔係一時間轉咗去另一個人咁樣。
So by the time you reach adolescence, you won't feel that you suddenly have to change into a completely different person.
嗱，另外咧，父母可以做嘅咧就係。
So another thing that the parent can do.
就係要自己繼續增值啦。
增值。
Upgrade.
So the parent has to upgrade themselves.
因為時代不斷嘅進步啦。
Because times are changing.
兒女嘅學識亦都多啦。
And a child's
嘅學識知識。
A knowledge is growing.
佢哋嘅興趣好廣泛。
The interests may be very broad.
可能同你嘅時代咧係唔同噶啦。
It could be very different to the parents' experience as a child.
啊，所以你自己咧都要增值嘅。
So the parents also have to upgrade themselves.
要盡量嘅同佢接近啲，同步一啲。
To be more like the child.
咁你就會同個兒女咧有多啲共同嘅話題啦。
So that you will have more things in common with the child to talk about.
以前呢有一個少年啦。
So in the past there was a youth.
Yeah, 咁啊係好幾年前噶啦。
This is a few years ago.
咁我 同一個少年人傾偈嘅時候。
So when I was talking to this youth，
你知啦，少年人咧，梗係中意聽流行曲嘅。
Now you know that youths like pop music。
啊，咁我幸好啦，我年輕嘅時候我都中意聽流行曲嘅。
So when I was young， I also liked pop music。
咁我問佢：你中意邊個歌手啊
？So him or her？
Him。
So I asked him， which pop singer do you like？
佢話：我中意 Michael Jackson。
So he said he likes Michael Jackson。
哇，咁我好奇怪喎。
So I was very surprised。
因為 Michael Jackson 係我嘅年代㗎嘛。
Because Michael Jackson is from my period。
咁我話：哇，我都好中意 Michael Jackson。
So I said I also like Michael Jackson。
啊，佢好有天分。
He's very talented。
跳舞啊，歌聲啊。都好有天分。
So whether it's dancing or singing, Michael Jackson is very talented.
哇！咁但係呢個少年人聽到咧，誒好奇怪喎。
So when this youth heard me saying this, they found it very strange.
因為佢以為我古老石山啊嘛。
Because he thought I was very old-fashioned.
嗱，想同青少年拉近，你要增值。
So in order to bring yourself closer to a child, more like them, you need to update yourself.
你需要俾佢適度嘅自由空間。
You need to give them appropriate space。
咁就俾機會佢發言。
And give them a chance to express themselves。
俾機會去學做決定。
Give them a chance to make their own decisions。
就係同你一齊商量之下做嘅決定。
So decisions that they have made after they have discussed things with you。
另外咧，父母可以做嘅咧就係。
Another thing parents can do。
父母有時都會錯嘅。
Sometimes parents also can be wrong。
當我哋錯嘅時候，我哋要有勇氣同孩子承認自己嘅過失。
So when we are wrong, we need to have the courage to tell the child that we have made a mistake。
同埋做父母嘅亦都有時唔係咩都識嘅。
And sometimes parents don't know everything。
都要有勇氣向你嘅孩子請教。
So we need to have the courage to ask the child to teach us。
啊，如果你唔識電腦嘅咧，可能你嘅兒女咧會識過你喎。
So maybe we're not very good at computers. Maybe our child is more proficient in computers than we are。
咁你同佢講下呢啲，咁係咪會增進你哋父兩代之間嘅感情呢？
So when you discuss, for example, the matters of computers with the child, maybe that will help to bring parent and child together.
有時年青人佢哋好有創意啊。
Sometimes youth can be very creative.
佢哋個腦咧轉得好快。
You know, their minds can work very quickly.
父母咧開始慢嘅嚇。
And parents, their minds may not be clicking over so quickly.
咁有時兒女咧反而會俾到我哋好有創意嘅提示喎。
So sometimes our children can give us very creative suggestions。
咁我哋翻開聖經睇一睇啊，《以弗所書》第六章四節。
So can we open our Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6? Ephesians 6.
第六章第四節。
So Ephesians 6 verse 4。
以弗所書六章四節。
Ephesians 6 verse 4。
聖經咁讀：你們作父親的，不要惹兒女嘅氣，只要照著主的教訓和警戒養育他們。嗱，呢度講到做父母嘅呢？唔好惹兒女嘅氣。
So here it says, as parents, don't provoke your children to anger.
即係唔好故意去激嬲你嘅兒女。
So it means don't intentionally provoke them to anger.
咁呢度尤其是咧，當父母係錯嘅時候。
And especially if the parent themselves are wrong.
父母唔好話為咗面子咧，就採取強硬嘅措施。
So parents should not, for the sake of keeping their face, to insist on their own rightness.
就將兒女咧就壓下去。
So as to suppress the child.
咁樣咧會令到你嘅兒女更加嘅反感。
Because that will cause the child to be even more rebellious.
佢會更加嘅反抗你。
So all the more the child will rebel.
嗱，講完父母，我又講下青少年咯。
So after talking about parents, now I'll talk something about the adolescents.
青少年又應該點樣同父母相處
？So how should adolescents relate to their parents?
嗱，喺呢個時期，青少年人既然係想做大人咧。你就要知道要怎樣做才像一個大人。
So adolescents, since they're trying to be or wanting to be adults, they need to learn how to be adults.
如果你學錯了，你就你的父母就不會信任你了。
Because if you learn it in the wrong way, then your parents will not trust you.
但很多青少年有一個誤解。
A lot of adolescents have a misunderstanding.
他們以為大人呢就即係獨立啦。
They think that once adults are all independent,
佢哋咧係自由嘅。
That they're free,
唔受約束嘅。
That they're not limited, they're not bound by anything.
佢哋係可以自己中意做咩決定就做咩決定嘅。
They can do whatever they like.
啊，即係中意點就點啦。嗱，呢個觀念咧係錯嘅。
This is a wrong concept.
大人咧其實係一樣受約束嘅。
Adults also have the boundaries.
佢哋要守國家嘅法律。
They need to obey the laws of the country.
佢哋要守公司嘅規矩。
They need to follow the regulations of the company they work for.
喺家庭裏邊，佢哋要為對呢個家庭要負責任。
In the family, they have their responsibilities.
佢哋唔可以話我中意去遊浮就遊浮啦，我仔女人我唔理啦咁。
They can't say, if I want to go on holiday, I'll just go on holiday. I'll just never mind about the kids.
父母係一樣有好多嘅受好多嘅約束。
So parents also have a lot of boundaries that they have to be bound by. Obligations.
嗯，咁呢個。所以我哋唔可以對大人咧有一個錯誤嘅理解。
So we mustn't have a wrong concept of adulthood.
如果你個理解係錯嘅咧，你嘅表現都會錯啦。
If your understanding is wrong, then your
conduct behavior.
Your behavior will be wrong as well.
嗱，一個真正嘅大人係點嘅咧
？So what's a proper adult? What should a proper adult be like?
如果你想得到你嘅父母嘅信任，你要点做一个学做一个大人呢
？If you want to win your parents' trust, then what kind of an adult should you be？
一个大人系自动自觉嘅，自动自觉。
An adult will always take the initiative。
即系话咧，唔使叫嘅。
An adult doesn't need to be told what to do.
佢就會識得去做自己份內嘅事。
份內
嚇即係自己應該做嘅事。
They will know how to
做應該做嘅事。
Do the things that they should do.
譬如做好功課啦。
For example, do their homework.
自動自覺嘅温習啦。
For example, do their own revision.
自動自覺嘅幫手做家務啦。
For example, do the help out with the homework, housework.
但如果到升到中學，你仍然需要你媽咪叫你起床嘅話咧，咁你想你爸爸媽媽當你係一個大人咧，都好難啊。
So say for example, by the time you reach high school, you still need your mum and dad to wake you up in the morning. Then it would be very difficult for your parents to trust you.
或者咧，因為一啲小嘅芝麻綠豆嘅事咧，你就同細佬妹鬧交咧，咁呢個細蚊仔都未算係一個大人咯。
Or if you, for the sake of very small matters, are still squabbling with your siblings, your younger siblings, then the parents will not feel that you are.
大人，是一個大人。
The parents will not feel that you are an adult.
又或者咧，的個青少年咧，佢中意去到某一個年紀，父母或者容許佢同同學仔出街啦。
Maybe by the time an adolescent reaches a certain age, the parent will allow them to go out with a friend by themselves.
你出街嘅時候有冇話俾父母聽你去邊啊
But when you go out with your friend, do you tell your mum and dad where you're going?
你有冇問準你父母啊?
Did you ask their permission?
你有冇同佢講你同邊個去啊?
Did you tell them who you were going with?
啊,幾時翻啊?
And when you would come back?
但如果偶然你啊遲咗15分鐘翻到啦咁樣。
So say for example you're late coming home by 15 minutes.
啊，咁你喺路上你覺得啊，或你會識得諗啊，或者父母會擔心啊。
So when you're coming back and you realize you're late, you may think to yourself, I should inform my parents that I'm late. They might get worried.
他們會擔心了，所以我應該打個電話回去報平安。
Yeah, they may get worried, so I should call them up and tell them that I'm okay.
那一個大人呢，就是一個有交代的人。
So an adult is somebody who is willing to give account.
他不是不受約束。
It's not that he or she is without obligations.
他做什麼他要想我父母會不會擔心呢?
Whatever they do, they may consider their parents might be worried about them.
如果一個沒美非妥的人，你肯定你父母是很難信任你
了。
沒美非妥。沒美非妥，即是經常都不見了影，不知道你去了哪裡。
So if you're very sort of elusive,you know, not easy to find, you're disappearing, then
你父母呢就好难信任你了。
So the parents will find it very difficult to trust you.
所以一个大人呢，学做大人呢，就要自动自觉。
So in order to learn to be an adult, we need to take the initiative.
你有交代。
To give account.
同埋呢，要有分寸哦。
And to be responsible.
Sensible.
To be sensible.
要有分寸，要懂得考慮後果嘅。
You need to be able to consider the consequences.
啊，譬如呢，啊，天黑啦。
For example, you may think it's getting dark.
或者我一個人喺街上踩單車咧，啊，爸爸媽媽會擔心。
You may think it's getting dark, and I'm cycling.Alone in the streets,
and
mom and dad might be worried about me.
同埋咧會危險喎。
And it might be dangerous.
啊，我應該點樣做咧
？So what should I do?
我先至唔會叫到父母擔心。
So that mom and dad won't be worried about me.
或者我要直情天黑就唔好踩單車啦。
So either if it gets dark, I won't take the bike out.
又或者咧，你要做足。安全的措施。
Or maybe you need to take precautions.
或者穿一些熒光的衣服。
For example, wear a high-vis vest.
又或者呢，盡量走一些不繁忙的街道。
Or maybe don't go on busy streets.
甚至呢，如果沒有警察的話，就踩上行人路了。
Or if there's, if there's police around, then don't ride on the pavement.
The other way around.
When there's no police around, then ride on the pavement. I'm trying to be legal.
咁總之咧，就為安全啦。你要識諗後果，點樣安全啊
？Yeah, but the bottom line is to try and be safe. To think about what is the safest way.
又或者咧，同我哋教會咧，我哋好中意去行山，係嘛？
So, for example, of the church, in the church, we like to go hiking.
咁爬山又要注意安全喎。
So, hiking, we need to be safe.
嚇，我哋如果好好地咧，就跟住嗰條路行咧，就冇事噶啦。
If we're walking along the right path properly, then it should be fine.
但係一個冇分寸嘅細路哥咧，佢就會依度跳下，嗰度跳下，咁就跳咗上去啦。
But a child who's not very sensible may just go all over the place.
即係一個細路哥咧，係會不顧一切嘅。
A child will not think about the consequences.
佢唔知道潛伏嘅危險。
They will not consider the potential dangers.
嗱，如果係咁咧，你個父母都好難信任你啊。
And if that's the case, then the parent will find it very difficult to trust such a child.
我記得咧早幾時啊？我哋幾時去 Snowdon 啊？暑假嘅時候係嘛？暑假嘅時候。
So we went to Snowdon during the summer holidays.
咁我哋好多人爬上山。
So a number of us went hiking.
我哋有大有細。
They were adults and they were children.
咁好細嗰啲咧，就留喺個湖邊玩水啦。
So the very young stayed behind playing at the lake side.
咁另外一啲咧，爬到嘅就繼續爬啦。
So those who could climb to the top climbed to the top.
我哋爬到一個地方。
So we reached a certain point.
我哋喺度等緊大家休息下。
So we were resting and waiting for everyone.
咁嗰度有一嚿好大嘅石。
And there was a very big rock there.
係差唔多去到一個人嘅膊頭啊，位㗎啦。
As high as an adult's shoulder.
咁咧，我就見到阿 Jason 喎。
And then I saw Jason.
Jason 摸下嚿石頭。
So Jason felt this rock.
你記唔記得？唔記得啦，我提你，我提醒你啊。
Jason doesn't remember this.
佢摸下呢嚿石頭。
So Jason was feeling this rock.
跟住耷低個頭。
And then he put his head down.
你知佢想做咩嘛？
Do you know what he's trying to do?
或者佢諗緊想做咩嘛？
Or what is he thinking to do?
我見到佢咁樣，我離遠見到佢。
I saw him from a distance doing this.
我諗佢梗係好想爬上呢嚿石頭啦。
I'm thinking that he must really want to climb this rock.
但係不遠咧係有少少懸崖嘅，即係少少啦嚇。
Nearby there was a cliff edge.
好少嘅啫嚇。
A small cliff.
我就心裏一諗。
So in my heart, I was thinking.
佢都好強壯。
He's very strong.
同埋睇嚟，佢都係一個好小心、好謹慎嘅細蚊仔。
And it seems to me that he's a very careful and responsible child.
係啦，因為佢會摸下嚿石。
Because he will feel the rock.
睇下穩唔穩陣。
See if it's sturdy.
睇下估計下自己嘅能力。
And maybe estimate the rock compared to his own size.
佢耷低個頭諗下嘢。
And he put down his head to ponder a while.
但我諗佢唔敢做。
I think he dared not try.
因為佢冇得到大人嘅批准。
Because he didn't have the permission of the adults.
嗱，呢啲係有分寸。
So this is being responsible, sensible.
要諗下自己做唔做到。
To consider whether or not one is able to accomplish this.
去諗下別人擔唔擔心。
And he may be considering whether other people are.Would be worried about him.
我有冇大人批准
？Or whether or not he has the permission of the adults.
但係我就同 Jason， 我嗌咗佢一聲，我有一個距離。
I was standing from some distance from Jason, and so I called out to him.
我話 Jason。
I said Jason.
Be careful.
Be careful.
咁佢望下我。
And Jason looked at me.
點一點頭。
And he nodded.
跟住轉個身
，and he turned around，
就跳咗上去
，and he jumped up，
佢得到我批准嗎
？Because he had my permission。
點解我會批准佢咧
？Why did I give him permission？
我唔會批准第二個嘅噃。
I wouldn't give my permission to anybody else。
因為我覺得佢會夠力嘅。
Because I thought that he had the strength。
同埋最緊要嘅就係我睇到佢有分寸。
But the most important thing is that I could see that he was sensible.
即係佢唔會好魯莽，我中意做我就做啦。
He wouldn't just think, "Oh, if I want to do it, I'll do it."
唔諗後果。
And not think about the consequences.
衝動。
To be impulsive.
我覺得佢唔係一個咁嘅細蚊仔。
I don't think Jason is that kind of a child.
佢知道邊度潛伏咗危險，佢小心。
He would understand what might be potentially dangerous, and so he will be careful.
So I gave him permission.
So I gave him permission.
佢又好似識輕功咁樣就跳咗上去。
So it was like he knew kung fu and he jumped up onto the rock.
嗱，我哋要小心。
We need to be careful.
想做一個大人嗎？
If we want to be adults,
你要首先學去有分寸。
You need to first learn to be sensible.
另外咧就係、想做大人嘅期間咧，你要學同父母溝通。
And if we want to be adults, we need to learn to discuss things with our parents.
就是要跟父母保持商量。
We need to maintain this discussion with parents.
就是将你想紧的嘢，你跟父母讲。
So tell your parents what you're thinking.
你唔好谂住父母一定系唔准噶啦，咁样。
Don't assume that your parents will reject your ideas.
嗱，你喺呢个时候咧，虽然你哋咧开始去思考，开始去分析。
So during this period, you're beginning to think, you're beginning to analyze.
但系你哋千祈唔好太过自信。
But don't be too self-confident.
因为唔好忘记，你哋仲系学习紧。
Because don't forget that you're still learning.
你嘅眼界系仲系狭窄嘅。
Your knowledge, horizon. Your horizons are still limited.
你嘅人生经验相对仲系少嘅。
Your experiences in life are still not a lot.
所以你必须要同将你嘅思想、你谂紧嘅嘢同父母沟通。
So you need to share what you're thinking with your parents.
等你嘅父母亦都可以适度咁样去指教你。
So that your parents can also appropriately guide you.
所以做父母，你话你愿意同儿女沟通系咪好重要呢？
So as a parent, would you say it's very important to be willing to discuss things with your child?
如果到青少年期，你都仲系嗰套吩咐啊啰嗦嘅方式咧，你嘅儿女系唔会想同你沟通。
If by the time the child has reached adolescence and the parents are still telling them what to do and everything as though they're very young children, then 就没有过系咩？Then the adolescents will.
讲到边啊？你个父母咧就系你嘅儿，如果你唔系咁做咧，你嘅儿女就唔想同你沟通。
So if the parent is still treating the child like they're small children, then the child may not want to communicate with the parent so much.
所以我总结一下。
So I'll just summarize.
一个青少年，你想学做大人咩
？So if you're a child and an adolescent and you want to be an adult,
你要学有责任感。
You need to learn to have responsibility.
你要学做事要有分寸。
You need to be sensible.
有交代。
To give account.
要自动自觉，唔使叫。
To be take the initiative, to not have to be told what to do.
要识得考虑后果。
To consider the consequences.
要為人設想。
To think of others.
父母會唔會擔心啊？
Would my parents be worried about me?
係要敏感別人嘅感受。
To be sensitive to the feelings of others.
又要同你嘅父母商量。
And to discuss things with your parents.
如果你能夠做到咁嘅話咧
，If you can do this,
你嘅父母唔會話唔信任你嘅。
Your parents will not mistrust you.
其實父母係好想兒女快啲長大。
Because parents are very much longing for their children to grow up.
快啲成熟啦。
To quickly mature.
嗱喺呢個時期咧，青少年人咧，雖然你哋係好想脱離父母。
So even though at the stage of adolescence, a child may very much want to be free of their parents.
你哋係好想多啲同自己嘅朋友仔一齊。
And you want to very much spend time with your own friends and peers.
但係咧，唔等於咧，你係應該離開成人嘅圈子喎。
But it doesn't mean that you should completely cut yourself off from the circle of adults.
你唔單止唔應該脱離成人嘅圈子。
Not only should you not cut yourself off from the circle of adults.
你更加咧需要去接近一啲有健康形象嘅成人。
All the more you need to spend time and be close to adults who can be role models for you.
因為咧，你係正正係學緊做大人。
Because you are learning to be adults.
呢啲有健康形象嘅成人，可以俾到你良好嘅影響。
So adults who can be good role models can be inspiring for you.
你可以從佢哋身上學到好多嘢。
You can learn a lot from them.
譬如點樣整車啊
？For example, how to fix a car.
啊，點樣洗車啊
？How to clean a car.
嚇，啊 ，clean a car 嘢。
洗車。
洗車啊，都要學噶。你好多嘢可以学，好多嘢可以向成人学嘅。
A lot of things you can learn from adults.
如果你就系单谂住离开成人圈子咧，你系学唔得好嘅。
If you're thinking about cutting yourself off from your circle of adults, then you will not be able to learn very well.
请大家翻开箴言23章22节。
Can you open your Bibles to Proverbs 23? Proverbs 23, verse 22.
箴言23、22節。
Proverbs 23, verse 22.
你要聽從生你的父親，你母親老了，也不可藐視她。請阿姊用英文讀一次。
Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
呢度話你個父母年長嘅時候呢，你唔可以藐視佢。
Here it says, "Do not despise your mother when she is old."
喺呢度講老咧，就唔一定係即係七老八十嗰啲老嘅。
So here, old doesn't necessarily mean somebody who's in their 70s and 80s.
因為反正父母都係比你老噶啦。
Because your mother will always be older than you.
咁但係一即係講到你個父母年紀越大嘅時候呢。
He was saying that as your mum is getting older,
你唔可以藐視佢，唔可以睇小佢。
Don't despise her. Don't look down on her.
啊，點解一個人啊會睇小個父母啊
？Why would a child despise their mum?
因為呢，父母去到中年嘅時期咧，就越嚟越多病走出嚟噶啦。
It could be that as a mum is reaching middle age.They may start to have more and more illnesses.
就好似你哋進入青春期嘅時候一樣咧，其實父母進入中年期咧，生理、心理方面都有好多變化。
So just as in adolescence, when they enter puberty, they're experiencing lots of changes. Likewise, their parents, when they reach middle age, they're also going through changes.
佢哋會多病。
They may have more problems with their health.
體弱咯。
They get weaker.
耳仔咧唔係聽得唔係幾清楚啦。
Maybe their hearing starts going.
又開始老化啦。
Their eyesight is getting poorer.
啊！你見到你阿媽冇搞錯啊，連針都穿唔到。
You might see look at your mum and says, "What? You can't even thread a needle?"
啊！咁你開始咧記性又差咯喎，退咯喎。
And then memory may start to fade.
哎呀，媽，你講咗好多次啦。
You may say to your mum, "You've said that so many times."
你知唔知點解
？Do you know why?
你阿媽唔記得咗你佢講過啦。
Because your mum forgot she already told you.
咁咪繼續講。
So they keep repeating.
喂，又或者咧，佢講咗啊，都係見你冇跟住做啊嘛，咪繼續講。
Or perhaps mum told you to do something and you didn't do it, so she keeps repeating herself to you.
啊！你父母咧開始反應又慢啲啦。
So maybe their reactions are slower.
咁你又會哎行快啲啦，喂咁。
So you might get impatient and you want her to walk faster.
你佢哋嘅知識咧又冇你咁先進啦，知識啊落伍啲。
So their knowledge may not be as updated as you, so they may be a bit old-fashioned.
啊！咁總之喺兒女嘅眼中，父母係退步啦。
So in the eyes of the children, their parents seem to be going backwards.
咁啊，兒女有可能開始睇小啊，嫌棄啊。
So children might start to despise or get fed up with their parents.
聖經話：你不可藐視他。
So Scripture tells us, "Do not despise them."
點解唔可以藐視呢
？Why can we not despise them?
點解唔好嫌棄啊
？Why?Why should we not be fed up with them?
我起碼諗到三個原因。
I can think of at least three reasons.
第一
，one，
佢哋今日嘅衰弱，都係因為佢哋大半生都花咗好多精力喺你身上。
One reason why they are so weak today is because in their earlier life they spent so much of their energy looking after you.
佢哋為你勞苦，佢哋嘅精力為你消耗咗。
Their energies.Has been spent on looking after you.
第二
Secondly,
或者你个父母嘅知识追唔上你
Perhaps your parents' knowledge is not as updated as yours.
但系佢哋嘅人生经验系比你丰富
But their experiences of life are far more abundant than yours.
佢哋点都系喺你嘅前面嘅
They are always in front of you.
第三
，Thirdly，
你自己一天都會老嘅。
One day you will also grow old。
所以兩代就要好多嘅彼此嘅了解。
So the two generations need to understand each other。
請我哋睇埋聖經嘅第箴言嘅23-25節。
You can also look at verse 25 and Proverbs 23.
就頭先嗰篇聖經箴言23:25。
Proverbs 23:25。
呢度聖經就同兒女講啦，你要使父母歡喜，使生你的快樂。用中文讀一次唔該。
Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her rejoice who gave birth to you.
要叫到佢哋快樂。
Let your father and mother be glad.
咁最後咧，結束嘅時候，我又想請大家打開以弗所書第六章。
So to conclude, can I ask you to open your Bibles to Ephesians 6? Ephesians 6.
以弗所書六章一至二節。
Verse 1 and 2。
你們作兒女的，要在主裡聽從父母，這是理所當然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世長壽，這是第一條大應許的戒命。在這裡說做兒女的，要在主裡聽從父母。意思呢，即是说你们作为父母的，要按住圣经的教导去教养你的儿女。
So here it says in verse 1, obey your parents in the Lord. So it means that if you're a parent, then you need to teach your children in accordance with what scripture teaches.
是要孝敬父母，不要顶撞他们。
Here it says obey your parents. That means do not rebel against them.
我今天就想用这段节圣经来到完结。
So I want to use this verse to conclude the message today.
我们一起祈祷。
So let's pray together.